Hi guys. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys a story about how God helped me out at our school's May Day program this past Sunday. You guys know what May Day is? Have you ever heard the song, you know, May Day is late in Hawaii? Yeah? You guys heard that? Yeah. So at our school, it's kind of like a big celebration of all the different cultures. We have lots of different dances like hula and Japanese dance and all kinds of stuff. How many of you guys are Japanese? Yeah, some people? Filipino, anybody? Anybody, Hawaiian? Okinawan, yes. Okay. So yeah, we have dances from all those different cultures, and it's really cool. We all teach each other the dances, and we get to learn something about all the different cultures and how everyone's different. Yeah, Jesus too. Jesus made all the different cultures. Okay, and so we practiced for a month, and this past Sunday, we got to have our performance, and I was really excited. It was a lot of fun, and for our class's hula, all the girls decided that we were going to wear a flower in our ear. We were going to wear a plumeria in our ear. Do you guys know, have you ever seen a plumeria? Yeah, one of those. You did? I have one here. It's white, and it's really pretty, and has yellow in the middle. Yeah? Really? Cool. Yeah, so we were all going to put it in. So we were all going to put it in our ears, and we decided that we were going to pick it right before our hula so that it wouldn't spoil. And in all the craziness of getting ready, and I was so nervous, I forgot to pick a plumeria. And we were going to go on stage, and I saw all my friends, they all had plumerias in their ear, and I was like, oh man, I forgot. I was really sad because it was our last hula and I wanted to have a plumeria in my ear. But I was like, okay, I'll just go up on stage. I'll be the only one without a flower in my ear. So I was going up on stage, and then as I was going to my spot, guess what I saw on the stage? I saw plumeria. Yeah, and I picked it up, and it even had a toothpick, so it stayed in my ear better. And I was really excited because I knew that God had left it there for me. And it had fallen out of somebody's hat from the dance before. And so I was really happy. I put it in my ear, and I got to dance with the plumeria in my ear. And so that's just an example of how, you know, God takes care of you, even with the little stuff. And he'll always give you what you need, even if you don't ask for it. And so always trust in God. And so to help you remember, I brought plumerias that you all can have. So if you can come get one, you can go back to your seat. And even if they die, which they will, sorry, even God's love won't. So yeah, here you go.